the idea of bringing me these bodies?" the Mountie asked. "This time of year it's practically impossible to find anyone to dig graves. Who are they, anyway?"
"It's my two partners, Emil and Olaf. I told you they'd disappeared. Well, I found them back up on the mountainside, and both have been shot. I'm almost positive who did it."
"Who do you have in mind?"
"Three-fingered Pete."
"You seem mighty sure of this. I've always known he'd steal anything that wasn't nailed down, but murder? I never figured him with that much gumption."
Becky went on to explain about exchanging rifles with Pete, and about the casings she found under the trees.
"The irony of it is that it was all for nothing, because he didn't even find the gold they had already taken out. He wasn't able to get much out of the ground after he killed them, because he had no idea how to work the monitor."
She could tell the lawman was still skeptical of her ideas.
"Best we wait until we get some of the bullets dug out of the bodies. If they proved to be 3220s, then I'd have to agree we'd have something definite, but I sure can't take what you think as gospel. He could have been waiting up there for a deer, same as you were. No, I'll need more evidence than this to bring charges against him."
"All right. Let's say your theory is right. Then why wasn't there any meat around camp, or at least a hide? You won't have to worry about pressing charges, because if I see the weasel first, I'll shoot him with his own gun. Those two men were my friends."
"Now, just hold on, ma'am. You relax, 'cause we'll find the one who did this. I just don't want you getting involved."
While Bull went to get his boots, Becky went to the trading post for supplies for the mine. She had barely set foot outside the store when the Mountie hailed her from across the street and came to meet her.
"Darned if you weren't right. We dug four 3220 caliber slugs out of their bodies, so it looks like Pete has gone too far this time. He'll hang for sure once we get our hands on him, and we'll get him, never fear."